Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Coach Lee. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Yes, I am your host with the most. That's Coach Lee. I know I didn't say it three times, but you know what? That's just how I start the show. You know, my boys, P.E., Public Enemy number one. That's who I am. That's who they are. And you know what? It's 2011, y'all. Football season is right around the corner. And I definitely got to throw a shout-out to my boy, Sexy Rexy and the Jets. Yes, 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 y'all. Sexy Rexy and the Jets, y'all. Knocking out them Patriots. Oh, man. Love it, love it, love it. I love it when a coach talks smack and then back it up. You know, die-hard players die with their coaches, ride or die with their coaches. And that's what I love about the Jets. Not that they're a good team or all. I like the cockiness. I like the way that they put it out there, you know. And that's just the bottom line. It makes football exciting. It brings, I wasn't going to say character, but, you know, you got to have the bad boys of football. And, you know, I pride myself on being the bad boy of football, but also the teacher of football. And, you know, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. This is show number two for this year. Last week, I did a review show. We talked about, you know, the Women's Football Camp and Conference, and it was a great show. It was follow up on a few things here. Some highlights and stuff like that. But you know what? First, we got to do what we always do. You know, we always got to drop our sponsors in. And this is about the time, the proper place, the proper time to drop in our sponsors. We got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And who else we got? Man, I'm looking through my notes real quick, I had Enterprise. I did Enterprise. Yes, I did Enterprise. I did Rogers Athletic. Oh, Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. You know that. Yeah, yeah. This is your boy, Coach Lee. Yeah, it's one of those Mondays, you know what I'm saying, that I'm not at work. So now I'm back in another environment, a new element, you know, which is my office where I originally started this show on Monday nights. And then it wound up ending up being on Monday nights during
my work hours when I was out in Logandale, which is about 80 miles away from home, and now I'm in a new center, and today is Martin Luther King's holiday celebration. And so I am in the home office, and like I said, I haven't been in here a while. I need to clean this place up. It got football all on it, football all over the place. You know, for those who don't know, you can follow me at the Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com board. I am up live there. Chat room is rocking and rolling. We got a few people up in here right now. We got BJ, you got myself, and you got Don. Two other people just dropped off, so I don't know if they're tired of listening to me or didn't know I was coming on or whatever, but it don't matter, y'all. We do it. We always do. So let's go ahead and kick this bad boy off. And we started off like, boop, and it's a deep, deep, deep kick. Why is it a deep kick? Because we talk about the deepness of women's football, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But also, as a special team coach, I love kicking the ball off and making my opponents have to go 80 yards for a touchdown, 80 yards. And that's what we do here. So let's go ahead and get this party started like we always do. Where we at? Where we at? Quarter number one. Quarter number one, you know, it's a follow-up. I'm following up on the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Again, like I tell you guys, we had a great time just, what was that, 2 weeks ago here in Vegas, January 6th, 7th, and 8th, and 9th. I'm not going to go into detail because, again, you can listen to the last show to get all that. But the Women's Football Camp and Conference have opened up our ears once again. We are going out, and we're going to do a total of four camps next year. Not one, not two, not three, but four camps next year. Starting off in Vegas, of course. Let me get to my little notes real quick. But, yes, we are doing the fourth annual football camp and conference here, January 12th through the 14th, 2012. Yes, it has been announced, January 12th through the 14th, 2012. But we also got something new on the agenda. We got something new on the agenda. We are going to host three other camps in other places. Again, we've opened our ears up, and a lot of our wonderful football players that are across the country, you know, want to attend the camp, want to go to the camp, but, you know, it's just not cost efficient for them. And I understand that. And we had tried to do this 2 years ago, and actually we had a plot and plan to do actually 13 cities over a four-month period 2 years ago. And we had a sponsor on board, but we did not have the demand. You know, we can supply, but we did not have the demand. And so we kind of tabled that because, again, when you get a sponsor, if you can't pull what you say you're going to pull, then you'll never get that sponsor again. So you rather not make it happen if you can't make it happen. And like I said, it's all about numbers, you know. Numbers is the key. So if we say we're going to do something, we got to be able to pull that off. So what we have done with the board here, with the WFCC, for those who don't know what the WFCC stands for, it's Women's Football Camp and Conference. It's not a league. It's not a division. It's not. It's a unification of all women football across the board, flag football, tackle football, from sixes to eights to 11s to league, from league to other leagues. It don't matter. It's even worldwide because it is the only women's football camp and conference in the world, believe it or not. And like I said, it's nothing to boast and brag about, just shooting the truth. That's open to all that want to learn and grow. So what we have done is we have sat back and we have pictured a few or picked possible cities for next year. And we know that weather is going to be the issue. And part of our selection process will be pretty much, you know, the weather. And I'm pulling up my notes right now. But just to give you an example, again, the first, there we go, where are we at? Hot dogs. Yeah, a little technical difficulty here with my computer here. I thought I had my zip drive ready to go, and it's not zipping as I'm driving and talking here. But anyway, let's rock and roll with what we got, and we would do it with this situation here. Here we go. We're going to rock and roll this bad boy. And when we go to, for the East Coast, I definitely got a strong interest from a few coaches out in the Philadelphia area. Philly has definitely reached out to us and want to represent I want to say the North, because it's going to be kind of hard to really go true North. You guys, it's really going to be hard to go true north because the weather is just going to be a killer. But we figured that if we can get into the Philadelphia area for the North Conference, which would be January 26th through the 28th, we think in Philly would be a great spot. And the reason why we think of Philly being a great spot is because of the close proximity of other teams in the Maryland, New Jersey, the D.C., the New York, the Massachusetts, you know, area, the Connecticut area, and Philadelphia could definitely be like the center point. And I think, you know, you can go as far back west to Columbus, Ohio, and even going to the Michigan area, getting to Philly within 6 to 8 hour drive. I'm not familiar with the drive on that side of the universe. I'm a West Coast cat. But that's what we were looking at as far as the North. We were looking at Philadelphia, again, New York, Maryland, Connecticut, and we're reaching out to those teams that want to be provide hosting. You know, basically what we're looking for is teams or individual coaches who, one, can get a facility at a reasonable price, be it indoor or outdoor. You know your weather better than I do. And basically putting together a package saying, hey, Dion and the crew, we can get, you know, this facility, indoor facility, for $2,500, you know, for 3 days. We would like for the venues, of course, to have restrooms, showers, and breakout rooms. So it can be a community center with fields. It can be a practice facility of an NFL team or college or university. I'm just looking for assistance. We're looking for assistance in helping. So in those cold weather states, it would definitely benefit those who want to travel into the area for the WFCC North on January 26th through the 28th, 2012. We're looking at the East. Some areas in the East, looking at in the Carolina areas, Atlanta. I know that's South, but it'd be East. And if we did something, say, like in Atlanta, you can grab the teams from Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, and North and South Carolina, and also the Florida teams. You know, it wouldn't be bad to even be in Tallahassee with all the teams that are in Florida. So, again, we're looking at the Tallahassee, Atlanta, maybe Charlotte, North Carolina, to be a center point for what we call the South, the East. Okay? So, again, looking for the same scenario, same situation with facilities. For those particular dates, again, for those who don't know the dates that we're talking about doing the East, we're talking about doing the East on January 19th through the 21st. We're doing North on January 26th to the 28th. And then when we call the South, we're looking at possibly hosting it in the Texas area. Again, being in the location of, for instance, let's say Dallas, you know, where you can get the Oklahomas, the Kansas, the Missouris, the Arkansas, and the Louisianas, and the bottom end of Texas to come on in and locate it. So again, if you are interested in assisting and hosting and gathering information, be it the facilities, also the coaches. Again, this is open to all coaches, you guys. This is not, you know, a situation where it got to be, you know, Coach Lee handpicked coaches. That's never been the case. For the coaches who've come over the last 3 years, have come from the NWFA, have come from the IWFL, WPFL. Again, this is a world venture for women's football, not an exclusive, it's an inclusive. So again, it's all about the best of the best coaches. So if you're a coach that are in those areas that, one, either want to help set up the situation, or two, be a part of it, then let's do it. Okay? And how we actually determine the coaches, or what we're looking for, is basically we're looking for a quarterback coach. We're looking for a running back coach. We're looking for a wide receiver coach. We're looking for an O-line coach. We're looking for D-line coach, linebacker coach, as though we're getting a full staff, and also a kicking coach and a DB coach. So we're looking at initially 8 coaches based on how many participants. We will look for a total of 16 coaches maximum, 2 coaches per position. And again, the numbers are that we're looking at for those particular positions. And the numbers will still remain the same no matter where we go. The maximum amount of quarterbacks will be 20. The maximum amount of running backs will be 40. Same thing with receivers, O-line, D-line, linebackers, and DBs. Kickers will be 20, okay? Right now, we're not even worried about having a coach's clinic just because the numbers aren't there. The demand is not there. And that's going to be the determination of this football camp and conference, too. Again, this would be the 4th year that we do the Women's Football Camp and Conference, and, you know, history tells us, you know, a lot of you ladies out there are late in making decisions on getting out and doing your thing, but this year we're going to have some definite cutoffs because, again, it's going to cost to get equipment to where we got to get to lock down facilities and stuff like that. So there is going to be a minimum amount of registration by a certain date. From my understanding at the last meeting that we had, we were talking about that the end of the season is the last weekend of July. We're going to start pumping this thing up in the middle of July. We're going to pump it up every day all year long. And actually, I would like to put some ads in a few of you guys' programs, be it a business-sized card ad or a mention or something like that. If we can get all on the same page, anybody want to, again, exchange, you know, information, you know, if you want to co-sponsor the Women's Football Camp and Conference by just letting us place an ad in your media guide, you know, as big as a quarter page and as small as a business card ad. You know, hit me up on the Ning board, Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. You can hit me up under, you know, Dion Lee on there. You can hit me at Las Vegas Showgirls. That's Las Vegas. And then it's SHOWGIRLZ at Yahoo.com. But I definitely would like to put an ad in because, again, it's up to us to support our own events that are catered to our events, that make our events the best. And we just got to work together. What I'm saying is let's barter. You know, we can barter our services. So, again, I can get an ad taken care of. I would like to put it in your media guides. And, again, I said we're going to do registration is going to start August 1st of 2011, and we're going to go 6 weeks registration. The minimum amount of registers, 50. It must be 50. That, here's my notes right here from the meeting. or it won't be happening in those cities. It'll just be the one in Vegas, because it's pretty expensive putting the camps on and getting things together and setting up the hotels and all this other stuff. So, again, I'm putting it out there right now from the notes that I got from the WFCC meeting that we had, that if we're going to extend and go out there and do the football camp in four different areas or three different areas outside of the Vegas situation, we got to have participation, and we got to have participation ASAP. We can't wait last minute and have people registering, you know, the day of or 2 days before or 2 weeks before. It's just too much organizing to get done in order for us to come up short like that. So, again, the minimum amount of people for those camps will be 50. If we can't reach 50 within the 6 weeks of that pre-registration, then it won't happen. Again, I promise myself that I will not break my back to fund something that's going to lose money. So, yes, it comes down to the X's and O's. We just want the camps to pay for themselves. And right now, 50 is the minimum for us to even get rolling, to even lock down the facilities and fields, now, let alone, you know, help out with other things that take place at the camp and conference. So you heard it first right here, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Yes, I said it. Yes, we're doing four camps. We're going to lock down the actual locations real soon, but we do have the dates. We do have the dates. And let me go back over so we can talk about the dates. Again, the one in Las Vegas will be, again, we listened and we learning. People want us to push it back an extra week because of, you know, Christmas and New Year. 12th through the 14th, 2012. The following weekend, we will be on the East Coast. We haven't determined the actual city as of yet. We got a couple of cities that are, you know, it's like a Super Bowl, you know, bid for it. It's not necessarily a bid, but, you know, put in a proposal. And, again, send that proposal to womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com. Again, womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com. The East Coast camp is January 19th through the 21st. The North camp is January 26th through the 28th. And the South camp will be February 2nd through the 4th. Again, 2012. So, again, minimum amount of people to register by mid-September will be 50 per each camp. What we'll wind up doing, as I'm writing down notes as I'm speaking, I think once we kick the bad boy off on August 1st, we will actually start a running tally live on the womensfootballcamp.com board of how many registered campers per area, so people can know. Again, minimum is going to be 50, and I want to say maximum is 280. 280 is the maximum amount that we will max out for the camp. 50 is the minimum. If we didn't get the minimum, then we won't run the program, and that'll be shame on you because you didn't want to get better. Because, again, the Women's Football Camp and Conference is where the good get better. All right, BJ, I'm not quite sure if I got anybody on the line. If anybody wanted to talk and discuss anything about the Women's Football Camp and Conference, you can always call in at 347-826-7278. Press 1 and pound. Press 1 and pound. That's great. That's good. All right, I'm just saying, my show is like that. If you want to punch in, you want to talk to Coach Lee, you got something to say, you got somewhere to go, you want to do what you do, all you got to do is dial in. Area code is 347-826-7278. And, again, for those who didn't hear about the Women's Football Camp and Conference, again, just go back to the archives and listen to what all took place. Yes, I was ranting a little bit. And, actually, I checked out BJ's show this weekend, who actually re-aired the Women's Football Camp recap, and found herself ranting as well. Because, again, this is for you if you are a football player. This is for you if you are a football coach, and it is a chance for us to get together and work on getting better. You know, we got to make our product better. I'm not going to sit here and rant because there's plenty of people ranting out there. But, again, we do have our minimums for the camps for 2012. Again, please schedule, you know, in and around the camp so that your players can have an opportunity to come out and meet other players and meet other coaches and get better. Again, that was one of my rants, so go ahead, archive the show. And I basically just told you straight up how I felt about that and how, you know, I think it was some haterade out there. But you know what? You got to get over it. You got to move past it and give your girls an opportunity to get better. I know my girls got better. I know the Jinx got better. I know that the Steam got better. I know that the Amazons got better. And who else was representing? And also the Nebraska Stampede is getting better. And, you know, hey, it is what it is, and we do what we do. That's why you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. So we're going to move on. We're going to move on. We are going to move on. So let's go ahead. Let's go. Quarter number two. Quarter number two. I think all three leagues have their schedules out now. Let me double check some of my resources here. I did take some notes. But yes, y'all, all the leagues got their schedules out now, y'all. So, again, this is a great opportunity for the teams to update your websites. Did I say update your websites? Yes, I did. Please update your website. Man, I'm still seeing websites with last April's information on there. Come on, y'all. Got to step your game up. But anyway, yes, all the leagues have their the schedule's out. You can go to IWFLsports.com and check out the IWFL. You can go to the WFAfootball.com, and you can go to WSFL. I can always stumble over the spring. Women's Spring Football League. There you go. WSFLfootball.net, if I'm not mistaken, to check out those teams in the leagues. We did have another first. Again, women's football is always rocking and rolling with first. You know, that's the wonderful thing about being trailblazers. You always have an opportunity to be the first at doing something. And my boy down at Houston Energy, Mr. Brian Wiggins, hooked up with the new team out of the North Dallas area called the Knockouts in the Energy, and they participated in a combine situation where they got a chance to compete at the combines down in the, I want to say in the Austin area, or San Antonio area. You know, and I think it was a competition, if I'm not mistaken. As I read, North Texas Knockout picked up team's first win as they swept the Houston Energy in four events at the inaugural Women's Football Combine January 7th as part of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl Week in events. So nine players from the Knockout team took the top honors in the 40-yard dash. They ran the L drill, the shuttle drill, push-up competition. So it was some good stuff. And like I said, I'm just going through, they went through some NFL combine, and I think that's great, you know, a great competition. You know, if we can get that on a larger level, again, this is where the whole women's football camp and conference, we can actually host our own national competition where we can have teams come in from all over town to compete, say, on the last day of the camp and conference and do the drills. You know, that would bring more energy out there. That would bring more excitement. So, again, the camp and conference is open for all these things to take place. We don't have to be under the umbrella of somebody else or under the finger of somebody else. We can do all these things on our own and make it a glamorous event. I mean, I don't see why we don't have off-season 7-on-7 tournament. Somebody else can think of that. Everybody can think for themselves. But I really think that we can do a lot of things, but if we don't communicate, we can't get it done. But I want to say big ups to the Knockouts who haven't played a game this season as of yet, and the Energy who are back. As I talked to Coach Wiggins, he said the Energy are back, and I'm happy for everybody. But again, that was the first. Again, more information, more events, more what do I want to say? That looked like my girl Q, Ragsdale. Q, is that you over there with them knockouts? Let me know. I swear that looked like my girl Q Ragsdale with the knockouts. I don't know. Hey, I'm following you. But anyway, y'all, it's some great things going on in women's football. But again, we just don't get enough publicity. But when we get the publicity, guess what? We don't pass it along everywhere. That's why we got the Women's Tackle Football Group .neen.com board. If you share all that information on that board, then all 2,200 members on the board can share it within their community and their social networks. So that's what the Neen board is all about. I know I'm jumping back and forth, but that was wonderful that competition took place, you know, and it's good to be the first ever. You know, it's nothing wrong with that, but is it going to be a second? Is it going to be a third? Is it going to be a fourth? You know, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I don't know how I fell off, but I'm back. But I guess my phone gets tired of listening to me, so I had to laugh at that one. I don't know how that happened, but you know what? Again, it's a first for everything. It is a first for everything. So, again, I was talking about, is it going to be a second? Is it going to be a third? Is it going to be a fourth? And that's one thing that you're gonna find out about me. I am consistent. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm not going to just do it once. We're going to continue to do it until we do it right. This is my sixth season coaching women's football. Came 2 points, 6 inches away from being in the national championship game. And, hey, we back. You know what I'm saying? We back. And that's how I'm going to end quarter number two, I guess. That kind of threw me off. But, again, that was some news that I, you know, from the IWFL teams. Let's see what I got. WSFL football. Let me see what's going on in the spring for the Women's Spring Football League. I think I got the right email address. Yes, I do. I know that there was a release that Randall had said that the league was cutting down their fees, realigning some things, and I'm pretty sure they're going to update that real soon because I know they made a big hooray and hoorah about some of the things that are going to be taking place in the new league. And like I said, I'm cool with it. I love it. Competition brings out the best. And, again, maybe some things wasn't feasible and affordable. And, again, you get a chance to relook at things. And you know, things do change. And you got to understand, you got to have a plan A and plan B. But I went over to their site, and I'm about to see if they have anything. Wildfire releases new logo. I guess the West Virginia Wildfire is talking about their things with their new logo. Let me see if there's any new teams. Like I said, I haven't been on the boards and everything. We still got this, the Arizona She Devil, Nevada Heat, Columbia Enforcers, Iowa Thunder will be in 2012. We got Twin City Smash, Louisville Bells, Clint County Chaos, Minnesota Lady Slippers. We got the Racing Rhinos in 2012, Indiana Speed, Arkansas Rampage, Huntsville Invasion. We got the Baltimore Burn, Topeka Mudcats, Ventura Black Widows, West Virginia Bruisers, West Virginia Wildfire, and Steel City Renegades. So those are the teams that are on the roster for this year. Two of those teams said they'll be in 2012, which is great. More opportunities, more football. I know that the WSFL is also looking into an eighth I see they got the eight-man rules up. I'm not quite sure when they're going to implement the eight rules, if that's going to be in effect this year or it's going to be in effect next year. Is it going to be a separate league? Again, I don't have all the information, but I am able to see the rules. Again, I haven't been on the website in a while, so I'm just scoping and rolling. It still looks like the national championship game and all-star game is still going to be played at the Unidome, which is great. And the championship is July 29th and 30th in Cedars Falls, Iowa, which is great. Again, I think presentation is everything, but again, we got to get people there. Got to get people there. If people don't go support from your own league, then how can you expect anybody else to? So, again, get up off your cans and make sure you already making your arrangements to go to the championship games for your league. I know that the IWFL will be having theirs in Austin, Texas once again. We will have the WSFL will be in Cedars Falls, Iowa. And there has not been an announcement, unless I missed it, for the WFA championship game. Let me go over there real quick and see if there's anything on their website of new news. Again, this is 2011, and I'm hoping that, you know, not only the teams update websites, but the leagues should also be as updated as possible. I know that they posted the official schedules out on the league now, so that's great. Ah, I see the ring, the WFA championship ring. Okay, that's what it looked like. Like it's misspelled. It should have been Las Vegas Showgirls on there, but apparently it wasn't. You know, like I said, I can laugh and joke about it now. Mustangs deserved it. They definitely put together a great team last year. And, hey, only one team can claim the fame of being the champ, so you got other teams that are disappointed, a la the Showgirls. But it's all good. You know, that's why it's 2011. We get to start all over again, and we get to fight for that ring. So I'm glad to see that. I don't know if that is the actual ring, if they actually gave them out or not. Maybe Coach Mike can give us a call and let me know what's up. You know, you heard it first here, Four Quarters Coach Lee, maybe. Who knows? But as I look at the board, as I stroll down, everything looks pretty much the same as it was, you know, last month that I was looking at it outside of the ring, which is great. It's a good visual. It has all the teams. Oh, there we go. It has all the teams in their standings, which, of course, there is no standings, to the right of the screen now. So now you get to see the teams in their divisions. And it's good to see the new re-rivals, as I call them. I love to call them re-rivals because that's what they are. So, again, I know I'm chit-chatting here, but I'm just talking about, you know, information. Like I said, I haven't been up on my information as of yet. I have gotten a few emails of questioning of teams. You think they're going to really be around? And some stuff like that. Let me see. We got Coach Culver over in the Ning board. We got Samantha, we got Wendy Salter, we got BJ and myself. Let me see what else is going on. I'm not going to talk about all that. Coach, just be ready. That's all I got to say, baby. Coach, got to be ready. March 26th, be ready. I know you guys already started hitting already. I saw the first day pictures. You know what type of coach I am. I try to find out. Question on the board, Coach Lee, how is the three-game playoffs going to work this year for the WFA? What's going to wind up happening? That's a good question. 16 teams are going to make the playoffs. 16 teams are going to make the playoffs, the division winners only. So you got to playoffs start the very first game. What's going to wind up happening is going to be 16-8-4. And then the championship game. So it's actually four rounds of playoffs, BJ, to answer that question. The three rounds getting us down, after the three rounds, will get us to the final two. So it's only three rounds of the playoffs. I mean, yeah, three rounds before the championship. And that's the easiest way for me to answer that question. You got to be a division winner to even make the playoffs. So again, as you, if you, let me just go over back to that website again. Just give you an example of. Let me see, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Man, technology is kicking my butt right now. I got my website up two times. That's funny. I'm really into myself if that if I got my website up two times. WFA. There we go. So I'm going to give you an example. So there will not be a Dallas Diamond and a Lone Star Mustang in the playoffs. It's going to be one or the other. So it's going to be tough. So, again, you have to win your division in order to get out the playoffs. I mean, get into the playoffs. So, again, I'm just going off of some of the top teams in the past. So it's either going to be the Shark or the Militia. Out of that one division, Liberty Bells and Divas, you know, they're fighting for playoff. It'd be the Comets and the Passion. Again, I'm just going off of last year's results, not what's going to be taking place this year. It's either going to be the Slam or the Mayhem. It's going to get open in the other division, the Crash, Karma, and Sizzle. But one of those teams are going to make it. As I roll down further, it's only going to be one team out of, you know, Dixie Blues and Anarchy. You know, it's going to be heck getting out of your own division. You got the Tribe and you got the Explosion. You got, you know, the Wolves and the Machine. You got the Mustangs. You got the Outlaws. That was a playoff team last year. You got the Power, Dallas Diamonds, okay? In the other division, you got Zydeco, and you got the Soul from Memphis fighting. You got in the North, you got the Philly and the, and I'm gonna go with the in the Blitz coming out the Northwest. You got the Bandits, and you got the War Angels. You know, in my division, you got the Showgirls, you got the Warriors, you got the Amazons, and the Surge, which is an all-star collective team. And then in the Southwest, it's what you got, SoCal Scorpions and the Legacy. So, again, it's going to be playoff mayhem throughout the season, and I think that's going to bring a lot of competition. Are there going to be some blowouts? Of course. Are there going to be some good teams? Of course. Are there going to be some bad teams? Of course. But each division have at least two to three teams that are going to be fighting for the playoffs. So it's going to be a street fight. It's going to be great. I think it raises the bar, raises the level of competition. Maybe next year it can even get even better. You know, not putting it out there, but some things that I've said over the last 2.5 years of doing this show and just on the Ning board and stuff like that have actually come into fruition. I don't know if I'm a psychic or what, but, you know, there's some other things in the works that will hopefully unify women's football even more. Maybe we can be under one roof finally, and then all teams all play. Who knows? But again, as far as the 2012 season is concerned, 16 teams will make the playoffs, four rounds in total, including the championship, and we will get to where we got to get to. Hopefully I'm still standing and playing on July 29th. Like I said, our season kicks off with our scrimmage on the 19th of March. We got a little round-robin situation. Then we kick it off against the Jinx, who's going to be in their first year of existence as an independent team. I know they have a great schedule lined up as I've been following them here and there. And like I said, we want to play ball. We want the best want to play the best, and that's point blank. If you're not the best and you're in our way, then hey, get ready for the beatdown. You know, that's just how we do it. That's how coaches think. That's how players think. And like I said, we will be preparing and prepping for the 2011. And like I said, we've been rocking and rolling. You know, the camp is over with now, so my focus is 100% on my team, which is Las Vegas Showgirls, and that's where we're going with this thing. Which actually leads me up to, you know, scrimmages. I would love for teams to go ahead and start posting up on the Ning board what your preseason highlights are. Not necessarily highlights, but, you know, are there jamborees out there? Are there round robins? Are there, you know, even just scrimmages, you know, local, travel, whatever. So we can start rounding this information up. I know my girl Nance on her show was talking about, you know, creating a board or calendar that everybody can add their events on. And my thing is this, that's what the Ning board is for, womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. That's what it's for. It's not an exclusive club membership. You know, you just got to be part of women's football. And like I said, put your info out there. The more you know, the merrier. I do have a couple of media people cruising through the Ning board who are members of the Ning board who aren't just putting their information out there because they are of people of substance. But again, you know, they're just on the board and they're cruising and seeing what's going on, and they like to do stories and contact people. So again, put your information up there, put your schedule up there, you know, on the events page and stuff like that. Let's see what's going on. Let's organize ourselves. Let's do what we got to do. I'm laughing at my girl Samantha. She's got laughing at loud. LOLBS. I wonder who she's talking about. Is that me, Samantha, you talking about? Let me know. She's telling somebody to grow up. I don't know if that's me or not. But we shall see. I see Coach Kohler is talking about it's going to be the Phillies in the North. So maybe that's who she's talking to. Okay. No problem. Like I said, the board is funny, you guys. I love it because you can talk smack all you want on here, you know. And that's what it's all about. It's having fun. Did you see the Jets when they won? I mean, you know, during the game? Oh, my goodness. It is so much smack talking out there. But after the game, it's all hugs and love. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is here. Four Quarters with Coach Lee. It's like that on the Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com board. It's like that at the Women's Football Camp and Conference. That's what it's all about. You know? And, again, probably in about 3 weeks, I'm going to go ahead and put my predictions out there. Again, I kind of narrowed it down even tonight just looking at the divisions. You know, looking at the divisions, it's going to come down to those two top teams that I just mentioned tonight. Take it a step further and go ahead and start picking the division winners, playoff winners, and possible championships. That's what this is all about. It's having fun. Let's see how far you can get. I might even start a thread on here, 2011 preseason picks. Yeah, I might do that tonight. Yeah, I'm going to do that tonight because that gets the board started. The board's been a little quiet since Christmas, and I need something to get it going again. And I think that will get it. Who's going to be number one for 2011? Let's get this party started right now. All right. Moving right along. That would end quarter number – I don't even know what quarter I'm in. I think that was quarter number two going into quarter number three. Or it might even be quarter number four. Who knows? Like I said, once I start rambling, start talking, start rolling, there's no telling what we talk about here on the Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, let's go ahead. I think we got about 10 more minutes. Let's see here. What I got here? Oh, here we go. Who are going to be some of the top players returning in women's football? And who are going to be some of the top newcomers in football? And that would definitely be a hot topic. Definitely be a hot topic. Oh, wait a minute. Wendy. Thank you, Wendy. a request for hits clips might get this board going. Hey, I actually put out a hit clips because I had a couple people tell me that women couldn't hit, you know, or can they hit as hard as the girls in the lingerie league? And, of course, you know, with the top filming and editing that goes on in the lingerie league, not that the hits ain't real, but when you have as many cameras as they do and as professional as it is, those hits look a lot harder. And they look good. Don't get me wrong. It's some real hits. But I put out a request for the best hits, and I ain't seen a hit yet. You know? What's up, people? That's a challenge. That is a challenge, and nobody's stepping up to the plate. I don't care if it's a 15-second clip. It should be up on here, the hardest hits. You know, I got a couple that I'm going to put up from my team. And, again, I don't want it to be just a showgirl thing. You know, if we hit the hardest, then, you know, that just be the truth. You know, there's a couple of coaches out there that know that them showgirls be hitting. Don't be fooled by the name. Just ask somebody, baby. Anyway, but yes, Wendy, I definitely need to do that. If you would like to, hey, even start, you know, start a thread on hits. Yeah, start a thread. I mean, again, I like talking smack. That's just who I am. And I've seen some hits and I've seen some non-hits. But I'm gonna put a little hit clip together. I might do that this evening if I'm not too tired. And get this bad boy started, and you know, and see, and but that was good, Wendy. We gonna work on that. I'm gonna push that. Actually, I'm gonna hit another request out there to all 2,000 members, and see what we can get. Again, I think a lot of people are a little gun shy, and you know, a lot of these coaches hold on to the films and don't know how simple it is just to record it and upload it on YouTube. But we need hits like that. You know, same thing with, you know, with pictures. There's another video I'm going to do. With all the pictures that are on here, I'm going to put together like a 10 to 15 minute picture of all the different teams that's on here. Because I think we got about, what, 5,000 pictures? You know, this got to be the largest collection of pictures. You know, we got 343 videos on the Ning board. Let me see how many photos we got. Not all photos are football-related photos, but we got 5,849 photos. And I just know that through those 5,849 photos, we can come up with a slideshow presentation of all the faces and places that play women's football. So, again, the Ning board is a very important historical website. It has archives of women who play the game. This got to be the largest collection of photos in one place as far as women's football is concerned. So, again, the importance of updating and placing that information onto the board is very important. And like I said, there's some great action shots. Maybe we can even do the best photo, you know. And I know the photo that just keeps coming up and up and up is happened to be a showgirl photo, but it was one of our young ladies named Trish Nishikawa was making a tackle on, I want to say her name is Brick, from the Zen. They were the Lynx, but now they're the Warriors. And it's a hell of an action shot. But it definitely rolls. And if you're on a Ning board and you see the photos at the top going through, those are the most seen or sought-after photos, meaning people have pressed onto there. And that's how it goes. So the number one photo right now is two beautiful people next to each other. And then the next one is a big head picture on the wall, and then I think this is the All-Star game, and then you got somebody from the kickers from the Minnesota Machine. So it goes in the order of the most viewed, just to let you know. But yeah, we're gonna put that hit squad out, and like I said, I'm gonna edit something up tonight. I think I'm gonna put something up tonight, and get this party started. Cause we're gonna get this board jumping again. We talked about the Women's Football Camp and Conference. We talked about, you know, again, the promoting of the Ning board, the different events that take place out there. And again, this is the place to do it. And then again, all you got to do is continue to invite more fans. Again, I think that this thing should be at about 10,000 fans right now and football players. Like I said, I think we're at the 2,100 number. And again, this has been 2 years in the making, you guys. This is not an overnight sensation. And this is what I'm talking about. It's a grind. It's a grind. And how come your teammates ain't on here? You know, we got to start from within. So we should have everybody and their teammates on this Ning board. We got 2,108 players or fans of the game. And that's great. I'm not saying that that's bad. Again, another probably best as far as one collective area of people who are interested in women's football. So, again, the importance of coming together, the power in numbers, if you heard me on all my other shows. We got to build this board up. We got to make it a lot more. We got to get people to come to this board. So if you got a chance to get on your Ning, I mean, not your Ning, but your Facebook, your MySpace, your other networking situations, invite as many people as you can that will be interested in women's football to this board. Let's see if we can push this. Let's see by the end of February if we can be at 3,000 fans. You know that. One of the things that helped grow this board when I first started it was that we had contests. You know, 1 month. You know, who can invite the most people? You know, what team can have the most people that like their page or not like their page, but join their individual page, you know. So I'm going to get back on that. I'm going to talk to a couple of my sponsors and see what we can give away like we did when we got this board started. And I think we had a monthly competition, if I'm not mistaken. You know, and then I got a little lazy because, again, there's only so much you can do with the little time that I do have. So, again, we're going to get the board cracking again. We're going to get it back up and rolling again. But my challenge to you right now is to get your hits list, your hit tape up here. You know, what team hits the hardest, who rocks the best, and also, you know, what can we do? Boy, my time flies and having fun. I was just rocking four quarters totally, and I looked up and I said, hot diggity, 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 dog. It's that time. You know, but you know what? I come with this every Monday night. Every Monday night, you know what I'm saying? So now that Monday Night Football is over with, guess what, y'all? Coach Lee's going to be rocking like always do, y'all. So, you know what? Invite a friend, tell a friend, tell your team, tell a player, tell a coach, tell a owner. They need to be listening to Four Quarters with Coach Lee, because Coach Lee be telling the facts. He give it to you like that, and he ain't scared to say what he got to say. It's respectful. It's truthful. But I'm not going to just dog you out. So again, get out there, help promote, you know, promote the Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com board. Promote WSB Talk on Sundays. We got plenty of football talk here. I think we got it on, what, Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays, and soon to be Fridays again. And then I know that BJ's putting together her shows or looking for teams that want to do their football games on Saturday. I know I have committed to doing all my away games on the network, again, as a way to help my fans that are on, you know, when we go on the road. But anyway, it's coming from the heart. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all next week. Tell a friend. Peace.
Took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Noon is fair, square throughout.